Thank you, Dan.
Sure.
Hey, Ryan, this is Gail. How are you today?
Hey, Gail, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. You ready to eat turkey?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Me too. I'm ready for pumpkin pie, too. It's been too long.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you and Dan have been chatting about the first page listing we're filling out on Google today. Is that right?
Right, right. He was going to give me the cost of it.
Yep, absolutely. So what I'll do, Ryan, is I'll walk you through how everything works real quick, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough.
All right, let's see what you got.
All right, you got. So I was just kind of doing a little browsing here, seeing how you appeared so far for online presence. And I see you've got a Yelp listing. Is that the lead service through Yelp, or is that just a static listing?
No, that's just, I just put that on there. I did that.
Okay, awesome. Quick. Awesome, well, good.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, without everything else, it does kind of get lost. I mean, good that you're there. It's actually one of the directories that we hit when we start.
Yeah, but what's good if I don't get any calls? You know, it's no good for me.
Right, exactly. So,
that's all I really care about, getting phone calls. I don't really care about anything else. That's my number one concern, is the phone ringing, getting jobs, getting leads. That's it.
You got it. Now, how are you advertising right now, Ryan?
Well, I just created a landing page for the painting company, and I was going to advertise that.
Okay, gotcha, perfect. Do you have that website up yet?
Yeah, it's 800 painter dot WIX.
Okay.
LTE.com/RJK Interior Paintings.
Oh my. Hopefully I didn't have any typos in there. Let me try this. I think I know where I went wrong. And it, 800painter.wixsite.com/RJInteriorPainting.
Yep.
Okay. Strange. It's not coming up. That's okay, though. We can sort that out.
It's not coming up?
No. I'm wanting... Okay.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm going to read it to you. I'll just read it. It's 800painter.wixsite.com/RJInteriorPainting. WIXSLTE.com/RJK. And then it has like a, like what's in the middle of like a phone.
Oh, like a dash. Is there a dash in there?
A dash. Interior dash PAINTIN.
Ah. There we go. Okay, one more thing. No, it doesn't want to come up for me.
It's still not coming up?
No, that's strange. And, though, that's okay, Ryan. That's something we can sort out.
It's not okay because that's what I want to promote. I want to use that.
Gotcha. Okay. Absolutely. In fact, let me do this. I'm going to text you. That way you've got a number to text me at, and you can just reply with your website address.
Perfect.
Perfect.
So you send me the text. Okay, good.
Got it. Awesome. And then while we wait for that to come back over, it'll take a minute to get back to me. So one of the first things that we do, Ryan, is we'll actually close off the painting category for the Huntington area. And we close that for a 50-mile radius around home base for you. So what that means is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never work with or promote any of your competitors into that first page position in the map. So RJK Painting is the only company that will be putting on the first page. And then we do all of the programming that's necessary between Google Business Profile, website, tying everything together, and, of course, doing backlinks so that anytime anybody searches for your services, you come up right in the map section. And then they're able to just click and call you directly. We don't filter or screen those calls at all, and we don't charge for them. Clicks, leads, calls, jobs are unlimited. And then you'll actually have people calling you instead of trying to chase people down, because they'll find you right there when they're doing their search looking for your services. And we can list them all out. I would use anything that you offer as a service, we can use as keywords so that you're found for those. So if you do both interior and exterior painting, maybe not exterior this time of year, but in the warmer months, you probably do exterior painting too, right?
Yeah, let me just ask you a question quick. The number you just sent me, that 800 number?
Uh-huh, right.
So I can text back to that?
You can text that just right in your message screen where you received it. I'm not sure if the reply to might be a 631 number or the 877. Either one works.
It'll work?
It should work.
It's working. It's not working.
All right. Look at that. I think
I got, something.
I think I got it. 800. Did you spell it that way, or did somebody else spell it that way for you?
They just spelled it like that, I guess. I mean, it pops up when I hit that.
Gotcha. Now, did you set it up yourself, or?
No, I had to. He just did it. He just got done this morning.
Oh, my gosh. And who was it that did that for you?
You just got a name on here. It's Beaver is the name of the company.
Okay, strange. I did. I'm trying to find that right now. CSLT.com/J. Did you pay this person to set your site up for you?
Yes.
Can I ask how much?
Why?
Well,
not good.
No, it's not. Unfortunately, okay. To go to a couple of things I see, I mean this isn't your fault. I think whoever you were working with didn't do you very well.
I didn't accept it yet, so let me hear.
Okay, good. Good. I wouldn't. So the first issue I see is the website address. Obviously, it's hard to tell somebody what it is, which means it's going to be hard for you to give to your customers, right? With all the, I mean, he spelled it, looks like painter is spelled with an L. It's P-A-L-N-T-E-R, and then that goofy squirrely, that's not what a Wix site normally looks like. The W-L-X-S-L-T, it's usually spelled W-I-X-S-I-T-E. So I don't know where he's got your website parked. And then
it's not a website, it's a landing page, though. It's not a website.
Landing page, right. Okay. And then he spelled painting, P-A, looks like L-N-T. LN. So when I go to that website, it actually looks like it's going to pull it up, but I'm getting, it's a warning message, that I need to download an extension onto my computer.
Be right.
He sent me that over. He said he's not allowed to put that in because of copyrights or something like that.
So not allowed to put what in?
Yeah, see, I don't understand that, you know?
I don't... how much is he asking? What are you supposed to pay him?
Like $150.
Where'd you find him?
On the internet. He did a great job. It looks great. And then I can says that I can just go to Wix and promote it. There he sent me and they want to do just what you're doing.
Let's do this. Let's do this, Ryan. So, okay, so a couple of things. The website should be Google compliant and optimized.
What happens when you punch that in?
I get a warning message that says I have to add an extension to my internet browser in order to view the page, which I won't do because I don't know. It's almost like a virus warning. Any customer is getting that same warning, they're not going to see your website either. They're going to back out. What I would recommend, if you haven't paid the guy yet, don't pay him. And don't worry about losing the website. Because the listing is open today, I can actually gift you a website that will build, host, maintain. It'll be on a real.com, something that matches with our JK painting, that you can actually give to your customers and they can actually get to. And that will help you get those phone calls. We'll do the programming with your website and your Google business profile so that when people are searching for your services, you just pop up in the map. We get it promoted. You don't have to worry about Yelp or promoting it on Wix. We'll actually promote it on first page of Google. And then you've got that protected territory too. What's that?
How much does that cost for you to do that?
Absolutely. So our pricing is based on a flat monthly rate and unlimited calls, never anything more than your flat rate. And I'll have to put your credits in here too. You've got some credits due, given our Black Friday special that's going on today. So I'll find out what those are. And then it's on a month-to-month basis. We don't lock you into a contract. We just really don't believe in it. We feel if we're doing our job, we don't have any need to lock you into a contract. So month-to-month. And let's see what we've got here. So I've got to get our retail screen up, and then I'm going to apply credits for you. It's been doing really nice today. It's been knocking a lot of money off. So, okay. Perfect. It did what I hoped it was going to do. So it brought your monthly from $399 down to $199, and it brought your setup fee down from $299 to $99. So the $99 is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then it is just that flat $199 on a month-to-month basis with unlimited calls. They all go right to you. And that includes, you see what else it's going to throw in here for you too. I got the website included, so that's complimentary. We'll build it, host it, and maintain it for you. Looks like it's also throwing in review monitoring. So we'll monitor your Google reviews. And if you do get a bad review, we can help you either get it increased to a better review or taken off. We can give you some pointers on how to do that. We'll also get you out to all of the directories. Yelp, of course, you're already on, but we'll fill in any missing blanks. MapQuest, Bing, Yahoo, Chamber of Commerce, up to about 60 different destinations. And then, of course, we'll write all of the content for you so that it pertains to your keywords so that they can find you on that first page. And as long as we lock you in today, we can take advantage of the Black Friday special. That gets your monthly locked in at $199. Even though we're getting you in with discounts, you're locked in there for life. So it'll never go up. And
let me ask you a question. Now, what happens, like, I do a lot of work in Manhattan, in the city.
Uh-huh.
Can you get me in Manhattan, or it's just got to be on Long Island?
Well, let's see. How far are you from Manhattan, distance-wise?
Well, see, I'd rather just do Manhattan solely. You know what I mean? Just do Manhattan.
Gotcha. Let me see how far that reaches. There we go. Try that. Okay. So mileage. Wow, you drive a long ways for work, Ryan.
Yeah, but you get like twice as much money in the city than you do.
Yeah. So in order to, because it's so far away, the reach doesn't go there. To reach Manhattan, there are a couple of options that we could turn to. Let me look.
Well, I have an address in Manhattan.
What's that?
I have I have a business address in Manhattan too.
Oh, well then perfect. Then yes, Manhattan for sure. I would use that address if that's where you want business at for sure.
Now, do you guys send me the postcard? I have to send it back to you?
So we'll have Google, so we'll get a hold of Google, have them send you that card when it arrives. You just have to give us the PIN number.
The problem with that is this is a mailbox. They're not going to do it with a mailbox.
Oh, yeah, no. You don't have a physical location there.
Yeah, I don't have a physical location. Oh, wait. Yeah, I do. You know what? I'm sorry. I do have a physical location.
Perfect.
Yep, I do.
Perfect. Okay, fantastic. Then, yeah, I would go with the Manhattan address.
I just want to stick with Manhattan. Maybe a 7 or 8 mile radius. I'll give you a zip code and we'll just go like a 7-8 mile radius from that.
That's perfect. And you know, the other nice thing too, Ryan, so from Manhattan then is where that 50 mile radius is going to apply, where we won't
50 mile radius. That's too much.
No. There aren't any travel requirements or restrictions. But just know that that is your protected area where we'll never take on another painter. Yeah. Yep. So you won't have to run into other folks. Wow. This sounds like a perfect fit, Ryan. You're a great fit for us. Let's get you set up and get you on the right path. Today would be 298 and then nothing due again until December 21st. And then it'll be the flat 199 going forward. Never anything more.
I probably only got like $275 on my credit card right now.
Oh my goodness. Well, I can't do that, but let me fish here and see what I can do. I'm looking for another promo code. I already burned up the,
I know, but I'm just telling you what I got with me. I gotcha.
Let's see. I'm trying to find another promo code here.
Well, you know what maybe we could do? I can give you this card and we can just add, I could pay with a, maybe we could add like $20 onto another card. You want to do something like that?
I don't think it'll let me do that, but let me check here. I'm looking to see if maybe I can get like the setup fee waived or find another code that's going to bring that down. Bear with me, Ryan. I'm looking.
How long before I get calls? Will it happen quick? I need some jobs.
Excellent question. So timeline of how things will roll out. And by the way, I did just find the code I was looking for. It let me waive the setup fee for you. So you just be the $199, no setup fee. Perfect. Timeline. Thank you. Tell your friends. Give them my name, Gail. Oh, gosh. So timeline with today being day one, the day we get you set up, between now and 7 days out, we'll get your directory submissions going. We'll get your reporting dashboard online, which I forgot to even mention. You'll be able to log into our system anytime in real time to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, update your account info if you want to, upload photos for us. So we can put them on your site. let us know you want website changes, things like that, and that's all no cost. Between now and 14 days out, your website will be up and online, ready to go. You can start advertising it, handing out business cards wherever you want. And then overall, for the first page to show, will be about 30 to 45 days. And that's in that time, along with all the other things that we're doing that I mentioned, we'll be doing the programming on your Google Business Profile and on your website, and then sending all of that information over to Google. We've got to give them a minute to catch up and display you on the first page. So in total, about 30 to 45 days is the short answer.
But then I got to promote the website, or you guys will get me calls.
You're welcome to promote it, but it's our job to get you on that first page.
But like, let's just say that I'm too busy, I'm working. Am I still getting calls, or do I got to do it?
No, actually, there's no requirements as to how many jobs or leads you need to take. What most of our clients do, if they're busy and can't get to the phone, just let it go to voicemail. Return their call when you've got your hands.
I mean, I can't do the jobs. I mean, if I'm too busy to like if I have to go out and like promote my website, I have to put it in place. Or you guys are going to take care of that?
Yeah, no, we'll get it out to all of the directories. We'll get it on the first page of Google in the map. No, you really don't have to do anything. But
so
if
I
you want to,
I get calls. If I don't do nothing, I'm going to get called, right? That's
my yes. Thing. Yes,
once
we'll
I
need.
Set up with you guys, I give you 200 every month. I'm going to be getting calls every month. I know not right away. It's going to take 30 to 40 days, but after that,
right.
I'll be getting calls. But a doctor has one or two calls, right? I mean, if that's the case, not really worth it. I just go with the lead generation service. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm really
right.
I just pay for a couple leads, and they give them instantly to me. But you know, I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying companies like this. And I do all that, and I get, you know, a couple calls. You know what I mean? Not really working.
Oh, wow.
That, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So that's the case.
Well,
it's going to be up front to see now.
So I'm looking at how many searches have been done. So one of the things that we know is consumers, at least now, 90% of them start and stop their search in that map section. So say they're looking for a painter. They Google it. Three or four names come up in the map. They're choosing one of those companies, and which is where we're going to place you. Now, looking at the searches that have been done, I mean, holy macaroni. I just did a 25-mile, really modest rate. Well, I can even thin that down. Let me narrow that. So let's do 15-mile. So I'll do a 15-mile radius of Manhattan. I'm just going to run it for the last 30 days and see what it comes back out to. It was a crazy, crazy number when I did 30 miles, or 25, I mean.
You can't go like 10 miles in Manhattan? This way I'm just targeting that area.
I can look at 10.
I'm going to be on the other side of the bridge. I'm going to be over in New Jersey, and I'm going to be in Brooklyn and Queens.
Gotcha. So 10-mile radius of downtown Manhattan.
7 miles.
For the last
can't go seven?
Last.
Seven's back.
It doesn't let me do, it only lets you do
The father coming won't let me do that. It won't only let you go, yeah, I got you.
It won't do the goofy, but in that 10 mile radius, for example, there were over 1,600 searches in the last 30 days for people looking for a painter of some kind. So that's a nice high search volume. I mean, really, really good. Some of the little, Podunk towns in the middle of nowhere, you know, they're lucky if they get, you know, 500 searches in a month. So that's a good number.
All the big companies eat them up, like House, HomeAdvisor.
Yeah, well, and
get those leads, and then they sell them to me. And then at first they're giving you, you know, a couple good leads, but then after a month or two, they totally shut them down. You know, they give you bullshit leads.
Well, you know what they do.
But you
they
guys
buy.
That company. You guys are a little different. You guys just set everything up, and then I'm on my own. Is that how it was?
You get calls naturally because people are searching,
right.
And you're actually
right.
You'll be
and
listed
like
on the
right. These are like
exactly.
These
exactly.
Are better than like the lead generation leads because those ones you're like kind of begging the people for the job. These people you're
right.
Getting you're actually looking for it.
Exactly.
So
you got it.
Get more money. And I got it.
You got
it's
it. Well, and
this business.
And
let me tell you. You know.
You
can't trust
and you know
anybody,
what the.
You know? But you
oh,
sound
God.
Pretty like, you know, you sound like, you know, you're not out
normal.
You, know, you have to do a good job. Yeah. Well, it sounds like, you know what I mean.
I do.
You know,
I do, Ryan.
You sound like
you
your
know,
mom, let's put it that way.
Well, and you know what those lead services do? I didn't know this until just a couple months ago. One of our executives was at a conference where it was about business development. He spoke with a guy there. So those lead services buy lists from each other of, okay, this homeowner sniffed at a painting job. So
yeah.
It goes through Houzz, and then Houzz sells it to Angie's. Angie's runs it through their
yeah.
system and sells it to you. It is quite a racket.
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
So, yeah, this is no. They,
all right.
What's that?
That sounds good. No, that sounds good. So let's do it. You want me to give you the information?
Yeah, let's get you set up. So let me grab a screen here, and I'm going to close your listing down. There we go. And so I usually do payment at the end. I've got a few questions I need to ask, a couple things I need to check off on my end. So I'm the lead on your account, always will be. If you ever have questions or problems, you can always get a hold of me and I'll help you out. Let's see. Let's start with first name.
I can call you if there's any problems. I like that.
Yep, anytime. Anytime.
After I talk to the salesperson, I can't talk to him no more. I'm dealing with somebody
else,
you know?
No, well, you will work with my team a lot. Each of our teams.
As long as I get calls, I'm happy, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Well, and two, even though you'll work with your technicians more than you will with me, I'm still always here, and I will still always return your phone call, even if you're screaming at me. I hope you're not.
No, I'm not. I never do that. I always speak really fast.
I appreciate that. All right, Ryan, I don't need your digits just yet, but on the card that you're using for payment today, does your middle initial appear or just first and last?
Yeah, just first and last.
All right. And what's your last name, hon?
It's K-U-H-N.
Kuhn.
Yes.
I got it right?
You got it
wow.
right. You said it right, too.
Yeah. Wow. Your name looks so familiar, too, like I ought to know it from somewhere, but... Oh, I know. Kane is the one I'm thinking. All right. And what's your email address?
800painter@gmail.com.
Oops. Gmail. See, nice and simple. I like that. Makes it so much easier
yeah.
to give to your clients.
Sure.
And I'm going to send you two emails just to make sure that they're getting to you. The first one is my mail will load. Good gravy. Here we go. All right. So the first one is information on that dashboard and analytics that you'll get access to. And then the next one, I've got to adjust real quick. I'm sending you the exact price and package that you're getting. I want you to have that all in writing. But
yeah.
I need to adjust it with your credits and take that off. Well, it's not going to give me... Okay, fine. Skin that cat another way. It didn't want to let me X out the setup fee, but we got her.
Nice.
Been overridden. There we go. All right. That email is on its way to you, Ryan.
I got it.
And then, Awesome. And then I've got your phone number at 631-896-5701.
Let me give you a different number because you're going to be working in Manhattan. I got to have a Manhattan number. Otherwise, the customers don't even look at me because they think I'm from New York. I mean, from Long Island.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, it's 347-601-8814.
Got it. Update that. And then the number we're on is your cell phone number, right?
Yeah, you can call me on that. But the other one, if we're going to put that on any, you know, website or anything in Manhattan, it's got to have a Manhattan number.
Gotcha. Perfect. All right.
That's very important because people won't even, you know, they don't even answer the phone if I call them with the 631 number.
Oh, wow.
I mean, not every person, but I notice that a lot. I run into that, you know.
Oh, sure. Well, and you know, especially post-pandemic, I mean, people have been working extra hard to keep their spending dollars local. So it makes sense. I get it. Absolutely.
And they just don't want to kill people from Long Island because of the fact they think it takes them too long to get there. They're not going to be there on time. All those kind of things, you know. But anyway,
yeah.
I noticed that it works better with the same number.
Oh, you bet. You bet. I'm grabbing some links and information here. Part of my job is to make sure that everything is accurate, so that when you go over and talk to our tech department, there's no dangly threads hanging anywhere. They've got everything that they need. Ryan, are you by chance using Facebook at all for business?
I just did a Facebook page. You guys built me a Facebook page too, but I have no idea how to do anything.
Well,
like that, you know what I mean?
Let me see if I can find it. Okay.
It should be RJ King Painting.
Let's see. 631-896-5701, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. I found it. And while I'm here, I'm going to give you a like. Well, I'm going to say he actually... It looks good. That he did a good job on.
Different guys work.
Yeah,
I didn't even know what they were doing for me. I'm finding out a lot of information up last week, I'll tell you.
Wow. Yeah, your Facebook page looks great. I mean, it's clean, it's sharp, it's crisp, I mean, it's beautiful.
But now,
how
do you get calls from that? Like if you get the page, then what do you do?
Well, so there is an option. If it would work for you, I mean, I know it'll work to help make the phones ring more, but Facebook has been wonderful for bringing in new business for several reasons.
Yeah, because that's what these guys do. They put Facebook ads up for me. You know what I mean? That's what their thing is. They create the page and they put the Facebook ads up. But
okay.
Let's just go with what we're doing now, I guess. You know what I mean? I don't know because I don't really know how it works.
Gotcha. No worries. And then business name, I've got RJK Painting. Is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that, Ryan?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
For a company name, I've got RJK Painting. Do you have an Inc. or LLC behind that?
No LLC behind that, nope.
All right. And then what address did you want to use for Manhattan?
Okay, that's going to be 360 West 34th Street, apartment 12B, and that's New York, New York, 10001.
Perfect. And what was the apartment number one more time?
12V, like Victor.
12V, got it.
Because that's where the card's going to go, right? The Google card?
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Perfect.
That's my buddy's address. He'll get the card. He has to work out of the office there.
Nice.
The city, so it's good.
That's nice. That's handy. Okay. And then we do need a website.
So let me ask you one other question quick. How did you find my thing on Facebook? What did you punch in?
I just went to Facebook and typed in RJK Painting, and it found you right away. And here, I'll text your link to you. That way you've got it, too. I mean, you might as well have your own Facebook.
And, like, and does that, like, have, like, my phone number on or anything like that, or it's not supposed to?
And, well, it does have your phone number, but they've got the 631 number on there.
I know. I saw that. You got to change that. I just sent them an email to change that. But do people normally put their phone number on that or not?
Yeah, most of the time, yeah, on their business page for Facebook, certainly. Because you can definitely...
Like, shouldn't it be big? Like, he's got it over in the corner. Like, that looks kind of stupid there, right? It should be on the front, up on top of these, I thought.
Oh, you mean off to the left there?
Right? You're not supposed to be there. We got an argument about that. He's like, I'm not supposed to put that on there, but I got two guys working on. The other guy wanted all my information to put on there. And this guy told me he didn't want to put it on.
Oh, wow. That's
you get different stories from people. You know, I think they're younger kids, you know, who are working on it. They don't talk on the phone. Everything's through email, which I hate.
Oh.
It is what it is.
Now, are you paying them to do Facebook ads for you? Do you know?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's what I paid for, too. I already spent a lot of money with these guys. And then you called, because I was so pissed off at those guys. Now I just want to do them because I want the phone to start ringing. I'm going to get back to it, but, you know, I'm on the right track. But whatever you're doing, I think it's going to work better for that, you know?
I would definitely say cancel them. They're not doing you any favors. How long have you been with them?
I didn't even approve them yet. It's like we just started doing it.
Oh, okay. Good, good, good. That's a good thing.
They've already just paid them, you know? That's the bad
thing. Oh, shoot. Well, that
you
is,
said
that
you got a Facebook page now, so that's good, right? That's
you got something out of it.
Yeah.
And then, let's see.
And
so,
I do got the landing page, too. I just got to promote them. Wix says that they do it. But anyway, all right, so let's just do what we're doing and we can finish this up.
Sounds good. So I've got a good start here. We're getting close. We need to list out your services. So painting, of course. And I assume I could say interior painting and exterior painting.
Well, maybe not exterior because there's really not much exterior in Manhattan. It's freezing this time of the year. So I'm not doing much work outside. Let's go interior painting, you know, sheetrock repair, Venetian plaster, stuff like that.
Plaster. Perfect.
I do also, you know, like commercial and residential. I don't know if you guys put that on there or not.
I'm putting it on there right now.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. Any other, do people ever call you specifically and say, I need my bathroom painted or I need my living room painted?
Yeah, of course. Living room painted. It's basically apartments for painting. And then a lot of times we get jobs like offices, like people want to do the whole office and stuff like that. Or like stores. I'll get jobs for stores come in a lot.
Perfect. Excellent. I took all those down. Oops, missed one. Kitchen.
Family owned.
And
I've been doing this for 12 years.
Oh, wow. Family owned and operated. Perfect. And I also, in addition to sheetrock repair, I listed it as drywall repair.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then... I'm just going to say, I've got Venetian plaster, but I'm just going to say plaster also.
Well, Venetian plaster is a big thing in Manhattan. And
is
you can
it?
Get some high-end work out of that. That's why it's like a new thing that everyone's doing is Venetian plaster on the walls. It's not like the old plaster like that you're thinking of. It's a new thing that everyone's doing. It's very, like a lot of rich people do it, you know? That's what I'm going to say.
I'm going to have to go look at some pictures and see what it looks like.
Yeah, if you look at that online, you won't believe it. Like, if you go to YouTube and stuff and you Google it, you punch in Venetian plaster, it's a big process. We just did a big job in Williamsburg. And,
really?
It worked out great. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I've got to go look at that. I always like to see all the new stuff. You know, like when the bullnose corners were a big deal. Well,
yes.
I think kind of still are. But yeah, I love to go see what that's all about.
Yeah. It's really pretty cool the way they do it. It goes on in the process. You have to trowel it on and then you do a series of coats. And then it turns, like Venetian plaster is almost like a marble. It's like a marble on it.
Oh, wow. That's got to be gorgeous.
The
wall. Wow.
Yeah, the whole wall comes out shiny, and it looks like a piece of marble when you're done with it.
Wow, that's amazing. I definitely got to go look. And what do you want to show for your hours of operation, Ryan?
Let's go 7 till 10.
7 to 10. Monday through Friday. Okay. And Monday through Friday.
No, weekends too. I get a lot of calls on the weekends, which is great. You know, people are home on the weekends. They want you to come over and look at this stuff. So it's good.
Okay. I'll list the weekends too.
No
and
days
then,
off in the paint.
Right. And then no additional charge for it, but would you like us to add payment integration to your website? So if you use like PayPal, Cash App, payment, if you'd like to be able to send people to your website to make payment to you, like if you use PayPal, you like that?
PayPal, Cash App's good, Venmo, or you can do a basic check, you know?
I guess so. Okay, I got those in there. Let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding call. So your onboarding call, I'll call you for the appointment, introduce you to your technician, and then they're going to do quality control, make sure I got everything right, one more last check, and then go over what you want and don't want on your website, what colors you want, how to get photos to us, how to get into your dashboard. So we block an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. Don't need to be in front of a computer. I'm gathering everything that your tech will need now. So let's see what we've got.
Okay, so I don't have to be in front of a computer when we do it?
Correct. You can be driving down the road if you choose.
I can be sitting in traffic. That'll be perfect.
All right, so let's try and time that. So we've got almost every, so I'm looking at tomorrow. I guess I should have said that. I've got every hour on the hour starting at 10 a.m. going through 6 p.m. With the exception of 3 to 4 is blocked out. Is there an hour?
All right, how about 5 o'clock? How about 5 o'clock tomorrow again?
5 o'clock, you got it. Let me grab that, and then in just a minute, I'll send another. I will, in a minute. I like to get all the other stuff done first. We could get to talk longer.
No problem.
I'm just kidding. It's actually not any longer, but I just like to do that at the end. I don't know.
Yeah,
it seems like the respectful thing to do. All right, so I'm building this calendar appointment, and then I'll have another email on the way to you in just a second. Here we go. Make sure I've got your slot for tomorrow.
Did you guys do Facebook ads too or not?
We do, and that's why I was going to ask you. If you were paying somebody to do Facebook ads for you, I would not let me do them for you.
Yeah, but just like using them because I like the fact that I can talk to you. I don't like the fact that I got to email these guys. I can't even understand their emails when they send me stuff. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, so
that makes it difficult.
You guys got set up so that maybe we can still use the site that they set up, but we could put ads up, right? That'd be good.
Yes.
All right, but we'll do that later. Let me figure out a little more information on the other things, and then I can call you, and then we can do some Facebook ads.
Sounds good. And definitely, you know, let me know if, you know, as you talk to them, if you have questions about how
I'm
they work.
A lot of stuff I don't know too much about.
Well, and I do not like to see anybody taken advantage of. So if and when that ever happens, I mean, I will, I'll tell.
I don't get taken advantage of me. I just think, I think I got to figure it out a little bit more. But we'll see.
And definitely, I'm happy to help you out with that, too, if there's anything you don't understand.
Right, thanks.
Or you think it's fishy. Absolutely.
Yeah, I can just run it by you and ask you a question. Good.
No.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Always happy to help. All right. And then business profile. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell them to not publish your actual address. So you'll still show as a pain in the map in that neighborhood, but not so that somebody could look you up online and go right to that apartment number. That never happened. So
yeah,
that'll...
I to get that off, that my address.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's see. Where are
we? What is for my address?
Oh, looks good. I'm doing one more skim through here to make sure we've got everything good. Okay. Let's go ahead and set up your security challenge question and answer. So the reason we set this up, there are a lot of fly-by-nights and a lot of fakes out there, and sometimes they're really vague about who they are. With increased visibility that we're going to give you online, it may increase some of the crazies. So a couple of things for you. Yeah, a couple of things for you to know. We don't come back asking you for more money, ever. I may call you and say, hey, Ryan, are you ready to do Facebook ads? And then we'll have a conversation. But we don't just call you and say, hey, we need $200 for your website. That's not us.
Right.
So just know it's probably one of those fly-by-nights if you get anything like that. And if they're ever in, and they may have information like your phone number, your business number, things like that, they may seem legit. What I would do if you get a call like that, even if they say they're from Local Splash, give them the challenge question. If they can't answer it, then it's probably a scammer, and I obviously hang up on them. And if it's us, we're not going to be offended because we're the ones trying to protect you. So we've got three options for security question. Mother's maiden, or the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay, and what city is that?
That would be Huntington Station.
Got it. Perfect. That'll be hard for somebody to tell from what, because we're doing it off of Manhattan. That's perfect.
Yeah, good.
Now, see if I can spell it right twice for the little password X's it's given me.
You want me to spell it?
Nope, got it. As I put it in, it X's it out like a password, and I have to do it twice. So I'm like making sure I got it, and I'm really
good. I got it.
We're good. All right, Ryan. We are to credit card info. So the billing for your card, does it go to the Long Island address or does it go to the Manhattan?
Yeah, Long Island address. Yep.
Okay. And I'm afraid I wiped it out. I guess I'll need that address again.
Okay, ready? It's 645 Old Country
Old
Road.
Like that.
Yeah.
And that wasn't Ronkonkoma.
Nope. That's
Honey.
Huntington Dick Bills. Same thing.
Okay.
And that's 11746.
One one seven four six. All right, perfect. And let me do one more thing there. Okay. I just found one more little update I wanted to do in here. I was a tiny typo, but I don't even like the tiny ones, so fix that. Okay. Got that all set. Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa card.
Okay. And for security reasons, I'm not going to read it back to you, but if you just give it to me in four-digit blocks, I'll be able to keep up.
Okay, here we go. 4315.
Okay.
0375.
Got it.
1561.
Okay.
1659.
All right, perfect. And the expiration, please.
0926.
And the three-digit security code.
183.
Got it. Update that. Looking good. And I'll go ahead and send this $199 through. That's your first month. Setup fee is waived. And then I'll have a couple more emails on the way to you. There's only one we'll need to handle. There we go. They should be on the way. So the one we need is titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Local and Splash, yeah, got it.
Perfect. If you could open that up. And then I think it's about four sentences down. It says click here. And what I'll do is I'm going to walk you through the clicks and the typing because I have to read it to you anyway. It's a Google requirement.
All right.
So
I see invitations to Splash, Local Splash, Tuesday, November 22nd.
Oh, gosh, we need that one too. That's your calendar appointment. My bad. I should have asked you to do that.
Okay, you want me to hit yes?
Please, yes, please. Thank you, Ryan.
I'm going to hit yes. All right, you say yes.
All right, let's see if it updated over here. I'm glad you saw that one. I almost forgot about it. Perfect, got it. Okay, so now there should be another one either there or there soon.
Yep, I just got another one just came in. Local Splash Invoice.
Perfect. So that one, about four sentences in, is click here to accept.
Yeah. Got it.
And then scroll all the way to the bottom, and there's a checkbox.
All right, so we have to load. It's taking a little time. My computer's still.
No worries.
Terms and conditions. Got it. Now go all the way to the bottom.
Yeah, and there's a checkbox.
Signature?
If you,
I agree.
Yep, and then, type your name, capital letters, in the right places.
My name?
Yep. And then should be like a submit or something.
Yeah,
accept.
Signature.
Ah, perfect.
All right, you did it. Now it wants me to set up a username and password.
All right, super. So that's actually where you're going to log into your dashboard. And you can close it for now if you'd like. We'll send you the link and the logins. We'll get that all to you tomorrow during your onboarding call. So that's
okay,
all
you'll
set.
Need to set me up with that. So I ain't got to deal with that. You'll
send me
that. Okay, yeah.
Exactly. So then now I get to read to you. So... this is the voice verification, which is required of us as Google Premier Channel Partners, and it outlines the services that we're going to provide to you. It's also recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
RJK Painting.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Ryan Kuhn, owner.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term will be charged on today's date, November 21st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $199. Your account setup fee of $99 has been waived. going forward, your flat monthly rate is locked in at $199, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 21st of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Ryan, congratulations. You're all set.
Great, great. I hope I start getting a lot of calls soon.
I do too. I'll be watching for you. Any last questions for me before I let you back to your day?
No, you did a great job. I appreciate the help. Thank you for explaining everything to me. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And anytime you need help, let me know. And let your friends know if there's anybody who doesn't do painting that could use our services, tell them to ask for Gail.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Ryan, I forgot to send you. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I almost did that. I didn't send you my contact information, did I, by text?
No, could you email it over to me so I got it?
Well, I'm texting it to you anyway.
Okay.
That way it's easier. What's that?
That's fine. No, that's good.
And then there. I also sent you customer service, too. That's actually where you'll reach your technician. There. Now you've got my contact info. So tell them to ask for me if you send anybody my way.
All right. Great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you, Ryan. You have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, you too. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.